This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even with inflation, $100,000 American dollars still get you some very nice, you know, rich people things. This year's version of the Porsche Boxster Spider, maybe, or a private jet rental, perhaps, or, all right, wait, how about this one? How about citizenship in the Caribbean nation of Antigua and Barbuda? Yes, for a non-refundable donation of $100,000 to the National Development Fund there, you too can be an Antiguan citizen, courtesy of what's known as a Citizen by Investment program offered by several Caribbean countries, also, though, by places like Turkey and Malta. These kinds of citizenship opportunities have traditionally attracted wealthy people from Russia and the Middle East, for instance. Since the pandemic, though, there has been a new and growing clientele, Americans, and more specifically, Americans with Bitcoin. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
There's a lot competing for your attention on the expo floor at Bitcoin 2023. That's North America's largest Bitcoin convention, which took place in Miami earlier this year. There's the Bitcoin-themed Back to the Future DeLorean and the Bitcoin-themed Cornhole competition. But a modest booth in the back of the expo hall is attracting its own steady stream of attendees with a minor Bitcoin celebrity.
Katie Ananina, but yeah. Nobody knows me by my last name.
Why does no one know you by your last name?
Everybody knows me as Katie the Russian.
Ananina is the CEO of Plan B Passports, a company that helps Bitcoiners find legal residence or citizenship in another country. And since 2020, she's been increasingly popular with Americans.
We've seen a huge spike when the first election took place because half the country is unhappy with the results. Then when COVID hit, a lot of people realized they don't have as much freedom as they wish they had, so they decided to hedge against their government again.
And Ananina says she serves hundreds of clients a year, lots of Texans and Floridians she's steering mostly to the Caribbean. It's not just that Bitcoiners fear that the country is falling apart. It's fear that Uncle Sam eventually will go after them for owning Bitcoin.
And in order for you to be able to get out, you need an exit strategy. And again, that's where a second passport is the ultimate hedge.
More than 20 countries offer citizenship by investment programs, or CBIs for short. They've been around since the 1980s and traditionally attract very rich people. Kristen Surak is a professor at the London School of Economics who studies these programs.
I had an interviewee say that, you know, she thought of buying yet another Mercedes.
But instead, she splurged on citizenship in Dominica, an island nation in the Caribbean with about 70,000 people. Like many citizenship by investment programs, there's two routes to Dominica citizenship, a one-time donation of $100,000 or a real estate investment of $200,000, typically in a condo. A condo you might never need to visit.
In some cases, you never even have to go to the country. And for the most part, most investors don't want to go. They're looking for the travel options or the insurance.
The insurance part is basically if things go to hell in the U.S., then yeah, you can take your yacht or private jet to your other home country. The travel part is the bigger lure. Some Caribbean nations have visa-free travel arrangements with the U.K. and the EU. If you're wondering if this is all just some way to avoid the IRS, Temple University professor Peter Spiro says it's not.
As long as you hold U.S. citizenship, you're taxed on your worldwide income, and having another citizenship doesn't help you at all.
Spiro says many countries that offer these programs often don't have much in the way of domestic industry, aside from tourism.
These countries, because they're small, the revenues that they're generating from the citizenship programs is significant relative to their GDP.
But the programs aren't without controversy. Spiro says some critics just find the idea of buying citizenship kind of gross.
It's not that this person knows the country, that this person is attached to this country, that they've spent some time in this country. All those traditional historical trappings of citizenship go out the window.
Several citizenship by investment programs have also come under scrutiny for allegedly working with criminals. The UK recently revoked its visa-free travel arrangement with Dominica, citing security concerns with its CBI program. And there's often not great accounting for how the revenue is actually spent. But that doesn't really bother Katie Ananina or many of the libertarian-leaning Bitcoiners she works with.
Now, where exactly does money go? We will never find out.
And if you're wondering if there's perhaps a cheap citizenship by investment option, maybe one you can buy around next year's election, there isn't. I asked. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.